Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. It is sold out. So tickets, you gotta win them. And here's how you do it. You text the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to our contest line, 20357. That's how. You win tickets by doing that. Text BEST to 20357. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, the whole Alice crew. It's our holiday party, and it is sold out. Now, if you win this pair of tickets, you're also in the running for a grand prize, which is front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. So get yourself entered. Take the code word BEST, B-E-S-T, and text it to our contest line, 20357. We're doing this every hour all day. So stick around. We'll be back with more tickets. I'm going to start with the new music. I love this song. I will say that. Is it Jeff Buckley who does a cover of, I think it's Leonard Cohen wrote the, I can't remember
well,
who wrote
the song yet, but I think you're
Hallelujah.
Talking about, that's Leonard Cohen.
So he wrote it and it was a fine song. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Buckley did a version of that is just insanely beautiful. It's also, isn't it also in Shrek?
I don't know.
It's
like
sort of
that.
A takeoff on the Jeff Buckley version of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, I haven't heard this yet, but I see Hallelujah cover. I'm assuming it's the same song.
It is.
Okay. Shawn Mendes, he's got his fifth album out. Mm. You know, I've been ding, 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 ding. Ain't nothing holding me back. That guy has done. And it's, by the way, his record is called Sean.
Is he also a Camila Cabello fan?
He is. Yep.
Fame.
Boyfriend
or...
fame. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's the best.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty great.
She's really.
And nice. She is. I liked her in the Cinderella movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Met her once. And
oh.
I was smitten.
Really? Was she friendly?
Yeah. Very friendly.
Mm.
Very friendly.
Let me ask you a question. This is going to sound weird. If Camila Cabello was like, hey, Maddie, let's go hang out. Would you be down to go see how that goes for you? Or would you say, listen, you know what? It sounds fun, but I'm your dad's age and I don't think I'm interested in that.
I would like to think I would. No, I'd be down to clown. Yeah, no, down, down,
you're down,
down,
you're
down, down, down.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I think I would be like,
DTF.
Hey, can you, I would be like, hey, can you come with me? I want you to meet my daughters.
See, I don't have kids, so I, you know.
I just wouldn't be into it.
I don't have to think like that.
And you don't have to be like, she's as old as my daughter's friends. I don't have any daughters. I wouldn't know how old her friends are, and I'm going to take her and just do anything she'll let me do.
Absolutely.
It just wouldn't even occur to me that that's someone that I could make a move on. I would be like, I want you to meet my kids. They're going to love you.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to pull the Michael Douglas, you know.
Okay.
Find a Catherine Zeta.
I see. Well, Shawn Mendes. No. It's whatever, I guess. I mean, I wish you good luck finding topics to talk to someone who's 25 years younger. I, you know, that doesn't seem likely. Although, you know, at our age, Well, you're what, 35? So
yeah.
You can't date people who are 25 years younger than you. Shawn Mendes, he's a staple here. As you say, he's a boyfriend fame. S-H-A-W-N is how you spell Shawn's version of Shawn Mendes. And the name of the record is Shawn. His fifth album, the song we're going to hear is the Hallelujah cover.
It's not your pilgrim who claims to have seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken.
This song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is it wrong that I think that this song is like almost holy? Like, don't cover this song. Like, there's just no, like, that's too much. I feel like the Jeff Buckley cover was the one. And
let's hear that one.
We didn't need any other ones. Can you grab it? Can you do it?
I can do it.
His is really simple, but you know, it's such a beautiful song. If you're not familiar with Jeff Buckley, I can't remember what the name of that record was, but it was right before he died. That record came out. It was like the last good. This is our last goodbye. All right, here we go. Here's a little Jeff Buckley.
David,
I'm only getting that in one.
No, that's not the right one. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. That's not it at the bottom there?
I think this is it.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Turn it up nice and loud.
Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moon.
It's simple.
Over through you.
Yeah, I love his voice, though.
She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
Sorry, I'm throwing my own stuff in there. You can turn it off. It's going to make me cry. I just, oh my God. I love that version. Anyway, good job, Shawn Mendes. You know, everybody's entitled to do their thing, but I don't know. It's like when Mary J. Blige did a cover of Stairway to Heaven. I'm like, no. I don't know. It's just, I guess it's wrong for me to think that. People should just do whatever they want. I should stop with the, you know, Sarah, you know what you should do? Stop with the, you know what you should do's.
That is impossible for you today.
It isn't really. I mean, I do question myself all the time, but I can't seem to stop it.
And you do it not just here, you do it in your home.
I'm fully.
Heard it come out of your mouth many times.
Oh my God. It's like I start every sentence with that. And it's kind of like it's the whole you don't have to have an opinion about
well,
everything.
I was just going to add that. That's what do you think John came up with the whole you don't have to have an opinion for?
You know, you don't have to have an opinion.
God, let one go by.
No, it's really hard.
You're kind of paid to have opinions, though. So,
right,
it's not part of the job. I mean, your job is to read something and then give your opinions on them.
Right,
that is what you two do.
That is true
for a living.
That's
you so know maybe what? You should turn it off at home. Save it for the air.
You know what I should do? Turn it off at home. Exactly. All right. Okay, so there's the Shawn Mendes thing. Gwen Stefani has her fifth album out, her fifth solo album. It's called Bouquet. So she's got, she was saying it's not a total country album. I think the song, this title track, though, is a country song. Is that correct?
It's country flavored.
Okay, let's hear this.
If you marry country royalty, don't you automatically, by association, become, like, it's okay. She
now
put on
I'm
a country
girl.
She can be a country girl.
She lives in Oklahoma on a farm.
I think, look, I'm a Gwen fan.
I like Gwen, too.
So I'm probably going to be all in on this.
All right,
here we go.
And that's when I said, you bring the diamond, don't bring the promise. You bring the guns and I'll bring the boys. You gave me everything that I wanted. I even got your last name. I've got the faith and you've got the patience. I drive you crazy, you drive the truck. I know
it's to him.
It is to him.
I like it.
I'll bring the boys, you get the dogs.
I'm not going to play that on the drive home, but I like it.
I do like a love song.
Mm-hmm.
A song for you. Is it called Purple Irises? I'm not sure if it ends up on her record or on his. Blake Shelton's is her husband. And they did a song together. Definitely a country song. Like, I remember seeing some live thing where they were singing it on stage to each other. It ended up on one of their records. Anyway, it's a little taste of the Gwen Stefani record, Bouquet. That was the title track there. I'm excited about this. And actually, I have a little bit of tour information on them too. Linkin Park, From Zero is the name of the record. This is their eighth album, their first without Chester Bennington. The new singer, and she's like a co-lead singer. She doesn't like sing lead on every song, it seems.
That was the same setup the band had before, though.
Okay.
It was always like
that. Who's the other guy that sings?
Shinoda.
Okay. Oh, Mike Shinoda, is that his name?
I believe so.
Emily Armstrong is this woman's name. She's from a band called Dead Sarah, spelled wrong. No H. And the song we're going to hear is called Over Each Other.
I love the way they record this band.
Yes.
The drums sound so good, everything.
It's a really clean vocal over like a good solid rock thing. Turn that up, Lou. So they are touring this record in 2025. Our dates are next September. Let's see, Dodger Stadium on the 13th of September, San Jose at the SAP Center on the 15th, and Golden One in Sacramento on the 17th of September of 2025. So there you go. If you're into the Linkin Park and the new lineup, that's there's some info for you. Mary J. Blige has a record. So funny that it must be why I thought of the... Stairway to Heaven cover from a few years back. If it was even her. It sounded like Soul Singer who did it. You know me. I just open my mouth and things fall out. So Mary J. Blige, this is her 15th album. Isn't your wife a big Mary J. fan?
She absolutely loves Mary J.
Okay.
Absolutely loves her. She listens to her by herself because I'm not that into that.
But, yeah.
But she loves her.
Mary J, Stairway to Heaven. Hold on here.
Yeah, I see it.
Yes, yeah.
I was looking it up too just now when you
asked me. Is that who did it?
Yep.
Like, am I misremembering everything? So she had a lot of guests on here. This is Mary J. Blige's 15th album. Her guests are Fat Joe, Ferg, Jadakiss, and Fabolos. Gratitude is the name of the record, and the song we're going to hear is Here I Am.
Here I am, loving you. Just like my world is upside down. No, I should move on by now. But here I am, loving you.
Oh, that is very big and epic. All right. Here I am, Mary J. Blige. If you love Mary J., you know, that's for you. We have a couple singles that we're going to get to today as well. We have a local band named Adia.
All right.
Can you play the little intro song that they did for us for the other day? We have a little, they're longtime friends of the show. They used to be under another name, Brickhead. And here's a little taste of the local flavor.
Of Alice Radio. He is also known as El Campeón del Pueblo.
Way to get that in there, boys.
That's a good trick.
So get up and grab a cup of Joe. Turn on Odyssey, off to work we go.
Turn on Odyssey.
On the show.
Oh, Maddie's back on the show.
You up?
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm up. Thank you. So the band is called Adia, A-D-E-Y-A, local band. I don't have that. Do you have that email that they sent us? Because they have a show coming up. Like their first show was happening next week.
Oh, I did.
I know. I have it somewhere. I'll look for it while you play us the. So Finding the Words, this is the name of the song?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Adia.
I'm still finding the words. I'm still finding the ways to show I care. I'm still finding the words buried inside. I'm still finding a way to make them come out.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful. We'll get that. We'll get those dates. I can't find it in my email right now.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. I could have known. Now, we have another single for you. There's a new Shaboozey single. And it's called, actually, there's a new Blake Shelton single, but it's not out until 10 a.m. So you got that to look forward to, I guess. But there is a new Shaboozy. This is the bar song, Tipsy. It's called Good News. Here we go.
Shaboozy. I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. If the devil will walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me. Living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
I like the little rasp in his voice there. So what do you think?
You can hear it vibrate, can't you?
Yeah, that's nice. What do you make of that?
I love it.
Is it going to go as far as a bar song Tipsy went?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, they're close.
Song.
I know it does sound very similar.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
you like
sound.
It, you like it.
That's the Shaboozy sound.
Right. So at 10 o'clock today, there's a Blake Shelton thing.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah, there's a. It's not
the
out until then.
And the Mister.
The Mrs. and the Mister.
Are we gonna sit here and wait for 10 o'clock? And
no,
and, I'm not.
You know, you
no
can if
so.
You'd like to. Absolutely.
No.
There's a song called Texas by Blake Shelton. It's been apparently over 2 years since he's released new solo music, and he's crediting Post Malone for getting him back in the studio again. They have a song, Blake and Post Malone, called "Pour Me a Drink." I think that was a big country hit.
That was a hit.
And so he was like, well, I think I better get my ass back in there in the studio. Let's do that. That's my country accent, by the way.
You're good welcome. Job.
Thank you so much.
Feel like I'm back home. Way to go.
If you are a if you're a fan of the White Stripes or of Jack White,
yes,
you'll be happy to know that they will be, let's see, coming up in May in Oakland at the Fox, and on the 16th of May and on the 17th in San Francisco at the Masonic. Yes. So Jack White is touring. This is in the support of his record. I think the record's called No Name.
He's an impressive performer. He is a dude that's into it. And
well,
I like that.
Couple dates in May. So cool. If you're interested, that is available for you. Okay. So let me see what's happening here because I didn't get to some of the other. Please stop showing me ads, Google. Please. I'm trying to do a show here. okay. I'm going to do this one. Whatever that other one was, I don't know. Google said no. Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin's Thanos, right? Is he like Marvel Comics guy? He was on somebody's podcast and he starts talking about like he was a smoker or is a smoker if he doesn't have his nicotine things. He said that he started with the lozenges to try to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. And I did like the lozenges. They
I
helped
like
me.
The gum.
Yeah, you were into the gum and you would like chew it up and then tuck it up in your gums.
I actually really liked the gum to the point where I had to quit the gum.
Right.
And I've known people who have done that to themselves as well. The gum is, it comes in different
levels of nicotine delivery.
But I was getting the strongest one. And at the end, I was just chewing the gum, like chewing gum. And it stings. It was so, like, there was so much nicotine and I just loved it. Like,
that becomes part of the problem.
Well, yeah.
These things that get you off of it are still keeping you, you're still 100% addicted to nicotine. So he was saying that he starts with the lozenges, which I got really sick of having those in my mouth. I liked the lozenges. They did work, but I didn't want to chew them and I got sick of them in my mouth. So I felt like, okay, that's easy enough. I'll just stop because I don't like the feeling of that. He didn't. He's one of those guys who's like, no, you know what? I needed four of them in my mouth.
That's
at
what
once.
I was doing exactly.
He got seven cavities from doing the, yeah, apparently like totally rotted his mouth. And they, and I'm looking at this and they're like, yeah, those are, they do have, they have the bite, they have the nicotine in them, but they also have sugar.
Mm.
And you're holding them in your mouth for hours. And when they dissipate, you put another one in. Because you're addicted
well,
to nicotine.
Most people who are addicted, and Maddie did this the other day, so it's similar. I think we all have this in common where you say to yourself, it's not smoking. So it's better than I'll do this. It's fine. It's, you know, that's the thing you say to
right.
yourself.
And he's a sober guy.
But in the end, I will say this. In my experience, I used gum. I actually like the gum as a smoker because you could use it in airports or wherever.
Yes.
And it would you jump the gap with it. So it worked
right,
for that reason. But in the end, you have to just sweat out your addiction. That's, I'm not trying to say I'm no expert, but I did quit. I haven't had a cigarette in
since you 06. Shot a movie.
Well, I did do that, but that was in character. It's a whole thing.
That's right.
As a thespian, it's, like it's a,
sure.
I mean, I mean, really take my work seriously.
Set of rules, yes.
But what I'm
the
saying
craft.
Is,
you take the craft very seriously.
Right, come on. But anyway, I'm saying you have to sweat it out. That's what it comes down to. These things can help, yes, but ultimately, you might end up addicted to those things, the things that you're using.
Well, you are, because you're still addicted to the thing that you are using those to not be addicted mm-hmm. to it.
So for me, that's what it took. I just right. smoked my brains out till the last minute of the day I set to quit. And then I woke up the next day and went, I don't smoke anymore. And I started.
So rough, dude.
I sweated and grinded it out. And, you know, you get past 2 weeks and now it's, I think one of the problems a lot of people have is if they're still drinking, they end up with a cig in their mouth because they've had drinks.
It becomes a better idea the more drinks you've had.
Right.
And it is true. All the times I've ever gone back to smoking is because I, you know, bought a pack of cigarettes and went outside a bar or started bumming them off people. Mm-hmm. It was always when I would be sober, be like just in my life, and I'd reach my hands into my pocket of my jacket and I'd be like, oh, I have a pack of cigarettes. And I go, oh, yeah. Two Fridays ago, I was at a bar and I bought the, and then I'd be like, oh,
better smoke them.
Yeah.
They'll go bad.
Well, it was more like, well, it's just one pack.
No
I mean,
one's
I'll
around.
Just, no one's around. I'll just, I'll
John's
go out on the
not
deck.
Home.
And I'll,
I
then
mean,
I'll brush my teeth real good and I'll take this jacket off. This jacket smells like cigarettes. That's when you get that smoking jacket going.
I did all that.
Yeah.
All
so,
of it.
He rots out his teeth with the lozenges, but he's not done yet.
Mm.
He has, the quote here is, I have a pouch in my lip and I'm not effing lying 24 hours a day. Zyns? Are you familiar with it? Z-Y-N-S?
I've used them.
Okay. Is that like a Swedish tobacco thing
it's
or something?
Snus. So it comes from, snus is originally, and it's Scandinavian.
Oh, okay.
And it's not.
Snus?
Yeah, and it's not like dip. You know, it's not like tobacco in there. It's actually nicotine. And, but I did those and I could feel my gums, like they started to hurt, you know, because.
You can feel the gum thinning.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm a guy that used to dip, you know, back in my...
Oh, you did?
Oh, all through college, yeah.
Ugh.
Like yeah.
Carrying around a cup of spit.
My...
Yeah.
How do I word this? I had a friend who was helping me, of sorts, with my direction in life, and he dipped. And he was so good at it, he didn't even need a cup. And I'd be like, are you swallowing that? Mostly not, but yeah. And I was like, oh... God.
Yeah.
But if you've been at it a while, I guess there's...
But it started to feel like that on my gums. And I'm like, this is not good for me. I'm not going to do that
So
anymore.
Tell me this, because I'm hearing what this guy is saying. We're talking
they're
about,
very popular, by the way. Like, they're freaky popular. Like,
so we're talking about Josh Brolin, the actor. He's using these things called Zyns, which are nicotine pouches. So am I talking about like a tea bag full of tobacco? Like what am I?
No,
what
no,
is
there's
this?
No tobacco in it. It's a white substance of some sort. I don't know. You don't, you, it doesn't.
Do you swallow it in the
yeah.
end? Does it dissolve? In your,
oh, no. You don't swallow it. You
the
take
pouch,
it out,
you don't
but
swallow.
You don't spit. You don't have to spit or anything. It's just, you can put it up in
what's
the top
the
of your
substance
lip.
Inside it. That's, is it, I mean, like what is the nicotine delivery system?
I don't.
Okay, so it's just
exactly
some
know,
kind of thing that holds nicotine.
But they're very popular and...
and clearly quite addictive.
Yeah.
So here's some of this quotes. He went on the WTF Marc Maron podcast, which is one of the originals. And it's a. I assume it's still big. I still hear about Marc Maron's podcast here and there.
Yeah, he's the kind of the godfather of celebrity
right.
podcasts.
One of the
yeah.
OGs. Because
he started that when we started Stitcher in 2007. In fact, he came in and did a show from our studios the first year. Like we had a little closet. Like that's...
Oh
that
my
was
God,
always,
that's so funny.
We
he
had a
did?
Tiny closet and he was in town and you know, it was like, hey, you can use our little tiny studio. And he's such a great guy. He's a fabulous man.
He's, you know what's funny is like Marc Maron is a name that I had heard of, I as like a comedian or whatever, but he was the original big podcast, and yeah. I did feel like that put him on the map. Like,
he was on Air America, and when I was in New York City, he was also doing. I was doing mornings at WNEW.
He was
and he
doing,
was doing mornings at Air America, but
he was
yeah.
And was that Republican radio or Democrat,
Democrat
radio?
It was the answer to
unless I'm Republican
getting that,
radio.
Unless I'm getting the name wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Air America.
But then wasn't he's done some acting on things like
he had his own TV show, Mark Maron show,
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling or something.
Yeah, he
the
was
Glow
on
show.
Glow.
He was like the manager guy. I remember seeing him on that. He's funny. He's great.
Very funny.
I've never met him.
So he's,
and I've never heard his show either, but I do know of Mark Maron.
I know. It's one of those names that you're like, oh yeah, that guy, and here's why I know about him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so his podcast is called WTF, and Josh Brolin goes on it, and he is talking about his love for these nicotine pouches. This is where he revealed that he got all these cavities and stuff, you know, from using the lozenges. But he says, I have a pouch in my lip, and I'm not effing lying, 24 hours a day. Then I started taking them out and putting them on the bedside table. He said that he's not even conscious every time he pops one in his mouth. My wife would hear this in the middle of the night. And so he pops his little, I guess they're in a
little
the
canister.
Pouch is in a pouch. And you pop the
can.
Pop.
It's a little can.
Okay.
The canister, yeah.
It's, yeah,
so like that, I've seen the dip cans. You like see them in the back pocket of a
yeah,
guy,
you know,
too.
Like those mints that you get and you pull and like half of the can opens up?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, it's like that.
Okay. So he says, he's talking about this and he pops the Zim package open into the microphone. He says, my wife like wakes up to that. He says, I don't even know I'm doing it. I'm literally asleep. He also says, my kid would pick it up at 2 years old, which is really, maybe there's not any nicotine. Maybe there's not any danger, but if she puts it in her mouth, she's going to get sick. Instead of stopping doing it, I'm like, I'm going to try and teach them. Don't do that. Stay away from daddy's ass. Daddy needs that. Not like, you know, I don't know, put it on top of a cabinet somewhere where they can't get it. And then he starts talking about the nicotine lozenges. He called it a dental disaster. They go away in 2 seconds. They taste like gasoline. There's a punch. But I use them to keep up between my gum and my tooth line. And I got 7 cavities. And that's why I switched to pouches. So he's saying, when he's talking about the kid thing, is there no nicotine in these Zins? There has to
yeah,
be.
No,
there's
it's like, after he's drained them of that. He's saying he puts them empty on the countertop. And after having been in his mouth for half, you know, the night, he takes it out, puts in a new one, and leaves the empty, the old one.
And the kid, there's the kid picking that up.
That he's sucked dry, I guess, of nicotine.
Yeah, and I've been around, you know, in my little groups, people that do those, and they do leave them laying around. Like, they take them out, and like, yeah, it's like, it's some
could
people
just
save them
it?
Just in case they run out, and they'll go back and use it again.
Honestly, what I was getting at with the friend of mine who was dipping is that, you know, that usually comes with a cup of spit.
Yeah, a gross,
whenever you're in, like,
spit.
A place, you know, so that's, like, in general, the little pouch is clean by comparison
much
of
cleaner.
The cup of spit that guy's carrying around.
Ugh, it all sounds awful. Vincent, I'm completely out of time. What's coming up?
I have a kind of an interesting story about a couple that got back together. I don't know how to phrase
it. Good sell.
I don't know how to phrase what. Hey, you're going to love this story, but it's very strange after these.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. Oh, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Alice in Winterland, calling all Bay Area business owners and decision makers. Be part of something legendary with Alice in Winterland. Join us as a sponsor. Create a lasting brand memory at an unforgettable event. Reach thousands of engaged fans and bring your message to life. Don't miss out. Connect with us today to get involved. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and find out more.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. Mostly clear today. No rain expected, but we do have a chance for snow in Tahoe, which is good news. We want that.
All the snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the summer water.
Yeah. The 49ers are at home on Sunday at 1 o'clock versus the dreaded Seattle Seahawks. Go Niners!
Go Niners.
Also, tonight's the night for the Tyson and Jake Paul fight. That
Meet
starts
there,
at
Maddie.
5, but there's like seven people fight, seven different,
I will text
seven
you
undercards.
When it's coming up. I'll text you when the sixth round is about to start, when the sixth fight is about to start.
Thank you.
Okay. Or something like that.
This is my stellar tease. I didn't know how to tease it, and I don't know how it's an interesting story, and I wanted to tell it, but I should have come up with a different tease. A couple in Utah named Jenna and Mitchell Brotherson are in the news after telling the story of how they got together. They were dating in 2020 when Jenna dumped him.
Oh. She's like, nah, thanks.
Nah.
Nah.
Like, the next day, he suffered a concussion while out skiing and didn't remember that she dumped him. Which head injuries can do...
Short-term
I've
memory
I've talked to
gone.
You about my friend who was hit by a car many times, and they don't know about brain injuries, and often the doc will actually say, we don't know what's going to be lost and what will come back and what we'll have to rehab. We have to wait and see. And so this guy goes out skiing, gets a serious concussion, and doesn't remember the breakup. He thought they were still dating.
So he's like, oh, I better let my girlfriend know about the injury that I've had now.
One thing led to another, and she decided, I probably shouldn't have dumped him.
Oh. Aww.
So they stay together and got married 6 months later. They're now a married couple, and they just celebrated their fourth anniversary.
Good for them.
Oh. But, does it say here, more about like when
he was going off a jump? It was super icy. He went in, his feet went in front of him. And so when he went off the jump, he landed on his head.
Oh, no helmet, I guess.
It was a pretty severe concussion. It doesn't say anything about a helmet. So I'm guessing no.
Uh-huh.
Although those have become so normal now.
Right.
Like I do it because my kids, you know, I just think, well, if they should see dad
model
doing
good
it,
behavior.
Right? But it's not a big deal.
Yeah. To me, it's a nice part of the keeping yourself warm situation. Like I put a balaclava over and put the helmet on top of it and have my,
it's become pretty regular and widely accepted. And very rarely do you see people without them.
Right.
Like in surfing,
it's just part of the gear.
It's not really, you might see one person out of 200 that would have a helmet on.
Oh, I didn't even know that they were available.
They make them. Oh. Absolutely. But it's just not even, it's not gone wide.
I wonder
all.
If that's a dude who cannot have another concussion.
Maybe. Anyway, this guy gets a concussion while out skiing. They say it significantly impacted his memory, causing him to forget his breakup with Jenna entirely. At the hospital, he called who he thought was still his girlfriend to pick him up. Because he can't drive.
Oh. So there he is at the hospital, calls the lady who thinks that they're together, thinks they're not together.
She goes, why is he messaging me this? I just dumped him.
Oh.
It's because he didn't know.
Right. He didn't scroll up in the message thread.
Mitch
hold on.
He kept messaging me and trying to hang out after his concussion, and I was confused as to why he would keep messaging me since we had just broken up. I thought that maybe he took the statement of staying friends really seriously. Let's just be friends.
No.
And then so she clearly turned around, or is this a situation where he asked her and she was there Like, remember you were talking about earlier? Like, well, I'm not doing anything else. Yeah, maybe.
I thought that maybe he took the statement of staying friends really seriously, she said. And it even was to the point when I told him that my roommate and I had had a hard day, he came and brought us ice cream.
Aw, he's so sweet.
She started to regret her decision to break up with Mitchell because he'd been so kind and thoughtful.
Well, and plus they weren't broken up, so there's nothing to regret. So did she try to tell him?
I was nervous to swallow my pride and ask if we could date again, she says. After hanging out with friends, we chatted in the evening and I asked if we could get back together. And he, that was when I realized he had no clue that I'd dumped him.
Oh, it was meant to be. He had that accident because they were meant to be. Oh, that's cute.
I told him about how we were in my car and that I had said to him that I, and no memory of it. None.
You dumped me?
Oh, I wonder if he'll ever remember it. Like, suddenly it'll be there. He'll be like, oh, you were so mean. Oh.
Why did you call me that?
He finally proposed to her like 5 months later.
Oh.
And now they're married. They're 4 years in.
Well,
congratulations.
What a weird but nice love story.
Yay, love.
Yay for love.
Here's another story. I probably could have teased you with this one more effectively. I bonked 130 freshers in a week.
I bonked 130 freshers in a week. Okay, what do you think?
This is an English chick.
Oh. Oh, did she do, did she?
Bonnie Blue is her name.
Bonnie Blue who?
Right.
140 freshers. Apparently.
Bonnie, 25, was on a mission to bed as many freshers as possible. She's an adult content creator who has an OnlyFans page.
Oh.
She'd done regular porn a few times. She'd chosen this as her profession. She's very pretty.
Okay.
So I'll show you a picture of her in a second.
What's a fresher, though?
Freshman in college.
Oh.
She went on a spring break trip.
She just, like, put on a sandwich board, like, nothing on under here. Come and get it.
And advertised that I will let you do me. You have to wear a condom, and you have to let me film it.
Oh,
and
boy.
She had a run during that week while they were all on spring break, filmed it all.
That's a lot. That's like 20 people a day.
Hot.
It's not that hot at all. It's the opposite of hot, right?
Bonnie says she was criticized by the parents for her challenge to do all the freshers, the marathon, the bonking marathon. But she says, those parents should be thanking me. I'm helping your children out. When I'm sleeping with them, it's educational. And they walk away with such confidence. You feel that way?
No. I don't know. She can do whatever she wants.
Came back from a trip and was like, I lost my virginity to someone during this kind of an adventure. And it's
now
been
I'm
filmed,
on OnlyFans
right,
forever.
Would you be like, I should go thank that person?
No, I would not be like that. But I would have 1,000 questions, and also I would be questioning my own parenting skills. But you know, kids get to a certain point, and then now they're making their own decisions.
You can
absolve yourself of that.
Bonnie said that she was 20, she worked a typical 9-to-5 in the city, but I was bored, and I wanted more out of life, and I didn't want to work for someone else every day. In 2020, she had seen several people she followed making money on the adult site OnlyFans. And so she set up her own account. She says she's never looked back since. She says, I was naive at first. I never thought I'd have the confidence, but I realized very quickly how much I enjoy it.
Oh.
Not only that, in the first week I'd earned, it says here, 3,500 pounds. And I think a pound.
About a little under $2.
Okay. So
she makes a few thousand bucks and then, but that's enough? How much
that's her first week.
Yeah, that's, and you know, how many.
And then clearly she's been working on her content.
How many times did she have to do it to make that?
What's her name?
She might have just got naked.
Bonnie Blue, I told you.
Well, I can't remember everything.
Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue net worth. She's made about.
Bless you. Oh, bless you.
Oh, my God, you guys, you can't believe how much she makes. Since starting her tour of UK unis.
That's it.
They call schools over there. She's making about whatever, $700,000 a month, 540,000 pounds a month.
That's
I don't know what it's actually worth.
That is
the wrong business.
From OnlyFans. I know. That's a lot. That's what she's making a month. I'm not seeing anything.
Her parents now know. They found out about her OnlyFans page. And she had to explain why she wanted to do porn for a living. And her parents said, well, we wouldn't choose that for you, but what are we going to do?
And are you going to give us some of the money?
She soon realized that guys really liked it. This amateur content she was creating. She says, guys like to watch a normal person sized like them be with, instead of a porn ween, a normal ween.
Right. Stunt
with
ween.
She said she set herself the challenge of doing 100 college students on their holidays and filming it all. And it went well. She said, I'd give the guys a time and a location. They needed to prove they were 18, wear a condom, and consent to being filmed. There were no other vetting processes.
Would you have done that as a freshman, Ben?
No. No. As much as I love girls and I love naked ladies.
You wouldn't want to be filmed. And is that the thing that would hold you off?
No, it wasn't the film. It's I told you, I was petrified of catching a disease. Mm. I was so worried about AIDS when I was in, this was the 80s. People were dying, mostly gay men, I understand. And yet, I was worried. I didn't want to, you know?
Yeah. She said you can wear a condom.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Nope. I wouldn't have. I can tell you for fact. Would you have?
I might now, but.
You wouldn't have then?
No, I think I think I would have been scared of the filming. Because I wasn't real confident in my body and my.
Yeah, part of this is I could get girls. I just didn't want to. I wanted to be careful. So I wasn't. I could get laid. I didn't need to do this.
Right. I wasn't. Not
so
much.
It wasn't a thing.
Oh. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 16.
Oh.
But I had really weird self-esteem issues for a long time.
But you actually just said that and then you looked down at your junk.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought I was small, and I've found out since that I am not. I'm fine, but you know when you're a guy and you're the only one you see are the ones on the
that
screen.
Is exactly. Hey, if you heard me say that 1,000 times, I only know mine, and I've only seen the ones on porn.
Yeah,
I've absolutely been like, oh, and then you realize, oh, I'm all right, I'm good.
Those people aren't normies.
I mean, even to get, I was so weird about it that like the beginnings of an appointment to the Naval Academy, and I it was like, I don't think I could be in the military and in the open
because
showers.
Because
everyone would be so much bigger
dudes.
With you. And did you wind up going into the Naval Academy, or is that when you found out you were normal?
No, I ended up finding weed.
Running for it and going, finding weed? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I was going to say you found radio, but.
No, I did start doing radio when I was 16, but there was a lot of reasons I didn't go that route. But.
Well, Bonnie's spring break videos have been a huge success. She's making bank.
Yeah, she is.
And she's learned how, she's got it down to a science. She says, on the first day when we tried this, the boys were given an hour slot. Later, it was reduced to 20 minutes due to the demand. Like, I really had to move them along and get to the next guy.
I would
guy.
Think she'd just be like, okay, I've had enough. It's been, like, I, one is all I would ever want. Bye.
I'll check it out this weekend as research.
All right.
Oh, do you have an OnlyFans account?
I don't, but, you know.
Can you sign up for 1 month of somebody's stuff so that you can, like, look through it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that how it works? You've never gone on OnlyFans and...
I have gone on
you have
before.
I've never been on there.
Yeah.
And do you
because
subscribe
of something
to anybody?
That I read some, you know, this person's there. Okay. You know, it's all research for the show. Everything
sure,
I do.
Sure it is. Now, once you've put up a video there, like, can do you have archives? Like, if you paid somebody for, you know, 1 month of watching them, can you go back and look at all their old videos?
Yes.
Oh. And then is it easy to unsubscribe?
Yeah. It automatically ends at the end of the month. They don't auto-renew you.
Oh. So you could...
At least the one or two that I...
No wonder there's so many of the OnlyFans things like out on the internet because everyone's like, yeah, I'm just going to tape all of that or digitally record all of that, whatever people do these days, and then I'm going to always have it and I'm going to throw it all over the internet. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all of it.
The money.
No, I mean,
if there was a need for...
You can't really argue with that kind of money.
For middle-aged dad bod guys on there, I would do it in a second.
Well, I mean, there's only one way to find out, Maddie.
I have good feet. Maybe I can do that. I'll be a feet model.
What?
You have good feet?
Yeah.
What's so good about them?
Well, they're guys don't foot model.
Don't they?
Do they?
I have no idea. I'm not a foot guy.
There is a fetish for everything, dude.
All right.
You name it, somebody is into it.
Okay. I guess it would be a gay guy. Would a female love a man foot?
I doubt it.
I don't know.
So it would be a gay guy, right?
I would think so.
Okay, so is there a gay man out there that loves feet?
800-400-3697. Can Maddie make some side money on OnlyFans just showing his feet? 800-400-3697. Text us your answer immediately.
Our text
number.
Yeah, that's also our text number, which you just said.
Yeah.
Let's see here. He faked it. It was planned all along to get her back. The story about the guy with the concussion. I don't think so, but okay.
That is kind of funny, though.
Someone else said, my friend had the opposite. Let me see if I can find it. Crap, it moved around.
I saw it.
Oh, do you see it now?
Yeah, his fiance suffered a head injury, went to the hospital, did not remember him.
Oh.
They did not stay together.
Oh, fiance
Very
did
sad.
Not, like his. He was just erased. She was faking it. She was faking it.
She faked it?
You don't get to a point that's that kind of time. I mean, if it's like a really bad head injury, I guess, maybe. But if it's just a concussion, just.
Anyway.
Head injuries, they're a mystery.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Taylor and Christmas shopping.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.